The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It's now time for CUDA Coach's Corner. Here's Barracuda voice Nick Nolenberger with head coach John McCarthy.
Welcome back to CUDA Coach's Corner. Nick Nolenberger joined alongside by head coach John McCarthy. 1-0 overtime win on Wednesday in Coachella Valley. A really stout defensive effort in Colorado in that win to start the road trip. What is kind of working in your mind for your group right now from a defensive standpoint?
Yeah, I thought we've gotten great goaltending, first of all, and then I also think taking a little bit better care of the puck up ice has enabled us to, play a little bit more in the offensive zone than in our own zone. And I thought in Coachella on Wednesday, I thought the penalty kill was great. I thought the goaltending was great. Obviously, a lot of special teams. 5-on-5, didn't love our start. I thought our third, we got better.
The PK has been a bright spot recently as well. It was a unit that was outstanding early, then kind of fell on some hard times. Special teams critical this time of year, these tight games. What's kind of working from a penalty killing standpoint?
Well, the goaltending, obviously. Made some tweaks on the forecheck and some dedication to shooting lanes, I'd say, would be the three things.
You've got a very young D-core right now, but sometimes with young players, the best approach is simplicity. You've had John Gormley play a lot. Jeremy Bushler has played a lot. Young guys who don't have a ton of experience. What have you thought about their approach and not sticking out in a negative way, kind of making the simple plays?
Yeah, they've done well. They're doing what we asked of them. Bush is, we want him to make a good first pass. We've used him on the power play as he's done in Wichita down there. Gorms was looking for a physical element to our game, which he's brought. Every game that he's played in, he's left his mark on the game through physicality. So doing what we want them to do.
Ontario, your opponent tonight, back-to-back series to close things out with these guys. You faced them earlier this month, had a really rough start in that game. You fell behind in the opening 30 seconds by a couple of goals. You scratched and clawed back into it. You end up losing the game by a goal, 3-2. You know this team, but what is the biggest challenge that they present?
Well, they got a lot of talent up front. They got a lot of guys that can score. Houdon, Fajimo, Kromiak, Godin, obviously, as well. And they defend hard. I think looking at their numbers and watching their tape, they're a team that's stingy. They don't give up a lot. So if we do get chances to score, we got to take advantage of them. I think we got to flip the script on them and spend some more time in their zone than they spend in ours.
What has to be the mentality in these final four games as you try to enter the postseason on the right foot?
Yeah, it's essentially, we're basically in playoffs, I would say. We're still chasing down home ice advantage. We were able to make a little bit of headway in Coachella, but obviously we still got some work to do there. So every game's huge. We got to be up for every game. There's no excuse not to be. This is the time of year where things, practice gets shorter. The weather's turning nicer. It's an exciting time of year to be relevant. Got to come with some energy, come with some jump every night.
Do you feel like for teams to go a long way in the postseason, they've got to start trending almost a playoff style much earlier than even the playoffs begin?
Yeah, I think the game is, the games are tighter checking. They're, a lot of teams kind of load up basically when their NHL team has finished for the season. So the games get harder. It's a harder type of game to play in. So we want our game to be healthy.
Just last one for you, Coach. Same lineup as the other night. A well-deserved return to the same group, if you will. Change the goalie. Over the final four games, do you anticipate that you'll make adjustments with so many new bodies? Or is it kind of like if we continue to roll, we play a certain way, then guys are going to be rewarded by staying in?
You know what? We're going game by game. I think it can be overwhelming with when you try to plan too far ahead. It's kind of a situation where we'll play tonight with the guys we got, and we'll assess after the game. And we do have some extra guys around that we do want to see, and we do want to get into a game, but it all kind of depends how things go.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That was Barracuda head coach John McCarthy. Stand by, live from Tech CU Arena. It's the Barracuda and the Ontario Reign coming up next.